The Lord be with you. Our reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Now a man was ill, Lazarus from Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. Mary was the one who had anointed the Lord with perfumed oil and dried his feet with her hair. It was her brother Lazarus who was ill. So the sisters sent word to Jesus saying, "Master, the one you love is ill." When Jesus heard this, he said, "This illness is not to end in death, but is for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it." Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when he heard that he was ill, he remained for 2 days in the place where he was. Then after this, he said to his disciples, "Let us go back to Judea." The disciples said to him, "Rabbi, the Jews were just trying to stone you, and you want to go back there?" Jesus answered, "Are there not 12 hours in a day? If one walks during the day, he does not stumble, because he sees the light of this world. But if one walks at night, he stumbles, because the light is not in him." He said this and then told them, "Our friend Lazarus is asleep, but I am going to awaken him." So the disciples said to him, "Master, if he is asleep, he will be saved." But Jesus was talking about his death. While they thought that he meant ordinary sleep. So then Jesus said to them clearly, "Lazarus has died, and I am glad for you that I was not there, that you may believe. Let us go to him." So Thomas, called Didymus, said to his fellow disciples, "Let us also go to die with him." When Jesus arrived, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Now Bethany was near Jerusalem, only about 2 miles away. And many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them about their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went to meet him, but Mary sat at home. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now, I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise in the resurrection." "Your brother will rise." Martha said to him, "I know he will rise in the resurrection on the last day." Jesus told her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die." "Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord. I have come to believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, the one who is coming into the world." When she had said this, she went and called her sister Mary secretly, saying, "The teacher is here and is asking for you." As soon as she heard this, she rose quickly and went to him. For Jesus had not yet come into the village, but was still where Martha had met him. So when the Jews were with her in the house comforting her, saw Mary get up quickly and go out, they followed her, presuming that she was going to the tomb to weep there. When Mary came to where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet and said to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who had come with her weeping, he became perturbed and deeply troubled and said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Sir, come and see." And Jesus wept. So the Jews said, "See how he loved them." But some of them said, "Could not the one who opened the eyes of the blind man have done something so that this man would not have died?" So Jesus, perturbed again, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone lay across it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the dead man's sister, said to him, Lord, by now there will be a stench. He has been dead for 4 days. Jesus said to her, did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God? So they took away the stone. And Jesus raised his eyes and said, Father, I thank you for hearing me. I know that you always hear me. But because of the crowd here, I have said this, that they may believe that you sent me. And when he said this, he cried out in a loud voice, Lazarus, come out. The dead man came out, tied hand and foot with burial bands, and his face was wrapped in a cloth. So Jesus said to them, untie him and let him go. Now many of the Jews who had come to Mary and seen what he had done began to believe in him. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. It's beautiful to be together this fifth Sunday in Lent. And on our parish pilgrimage as the family of St. Patrick, we continue to follow the readings for year A, which are the proper readings for a church receiving catechumens and candidates. And these are the readings that have been used in the church to help us understand the deepest mysteries of our faith, who we are and how we are called to live, how we are called to live and move and have our being as Christians in Christ Jesus. Today we come to the Lord with Martha and with Mary, and it's important that we come with sincere hearts, hearts that are transparent and able to speak to the Lord heart to heart. Martha says, yes, Lord, we have come to believe that you are the one that God has sent. And there will be resurrection on the last day. But the Lord Jesus has a point to make to Martha, which is that life, the life communicated in the resurrection, is communicated now. It begins now by faith. And we see in this sign, the great sign of the book of John, the resurrection of Lazarus, a sign that is called to awaken in us our faith. The book of John, the first half of the book of John, the first 12 chapters, is comprised of 7 signs. We know that 7 is a sign, is the number of the covenant. These signs are to awaken in us the reality that Jesus Christ is the new and everlasting covenant in person. And that there await for us from chapters 12 to 21, the reality of the definitive sign, the great sign of the King who will lay down his life, the Good Shepherd, who will lay down his life for his sheep, who imparts the light of faith, and faith that gives everlasting life. And this is the path that each one of us is called to make in the church and also personally. Our first reading from the book of Ezekiel, chapter 37, is taken from the exilic period, when Israel had lost everything. As a nation, Israel was in the tomb. Israel had lost her land, her temple, and her king, and she was mocked by the great powers of the world. But it was the Lord who said, I will make you rise from your tombs because of who I am. I will send my spirit within you, and you will rise, and I will put you on the land, and I will be your God, and you will be my people. It is the Lord saying that even if you are weak, even if you transgress my covenant, I am always faithful. And it is my fidelity to you that will give you new life. And this was the path of Israel, back from exile, back from Babylon, to the land that they would receive once again to build the second temple. That would be a sign of the fidelity of God. But we also come today with Mary. We come with our tears, with our problems, sometimes not knowing what to say, sometimes not even with a confession of faith, but we're able to lay ourselves at the feet of the Lord. And this is a beautiful disposition of faith, a faith that is oftentimes deeper than words, a faith that brings us to the Lord to say, Lord, I don't even know what to say. I don't even know what to do. My marriage is on the rocks. My life is on the rocks. I've lost my wife. My children don't speak to me anymore. What am I going to do? In the silence of that trust and despair, we rest at the feet of the Lord. We rest at the feet of the Lord and we let Him take us to the tomb. We let Him take us to the tomb where He can say, Lazarus, come out. My brothers and sisters, we're the ones bound. We're the ones with our hands bound and our faces wrapped, who oftentimes don't see by the light of faith. And the Lord says, come out. Come out and believe I am the resurrection and the life. And the path of resurrection and life is the path that we walk as a church this Lent. The sacraments are the places where we definitively encounter the risen Lord Jesus. And that encounter is meant to communicate faith to us. Faith that reshapes the interior structures of our personal identity. Faith that helps us relate to others, not on our terms, not on the terms of the world, not on the terms of our wounds, but on the terms of the risen Lord, which oftentimes is a lot more scary. But it is the way of faith and life. When we start to relate to the Lord this way, something beautiful happens. We start to discover that the resurrection begins now. We start to discover that our hearts are free and not laden by the burdens of the day. We start to discover that in our fears, there is strength. We start to discover that in our tendency toward comfort, there can be sacrifice. And not for its own sake, but because we're following the Lord. And to follow the Lord is the way of true happiness. It is the way and the truth and the life. St. Paul was encouraging the Romans to say that if you have received the Spirit of Christ, if the Spirit of Christ dwells in you, that same Spirit with which God raised Jesus from the dead, then He will also raise your mortal bodies. My brothers and sisters, this means that we walk by faith and not by sight. With simplicity and humility, we come with the family of Jesus in Bethany, with Lazarus, with Martha, and with Mary. We place ourselves at the feet of the Lord and we say, Lord, I have come to believe that You are the one whom God has sent. And I desire that life, that everlasting life, to begin now. To begin now in the faith that I receive as a gift from the church, in the faith that I personally choose to live in my daily life.